Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In the 1960s, our world became wealthier, and in response to that wealth, there was a counterculture called the hippie movement. The hippie movement said, wealth may be fine, but too much wealth isn't good for us. So what we need to do is go against that wealth, spend time in nature, find peace and happiness in what's here and now, and not being so caught up into the wealth addiction, because wealth isn't going to make us happy. Now, there was a lot more aspects to the hippie movement, of course, but this was part of it. Part of it was we needed to find that wealth isn't the solution to everything, and also that wealth won't necessarily make us happy. We don't need wealth to be happy. We can find happiness in other things besides money. Now, clearly, there was a lot more aspects to the hippie movement besides anti-wealth addiction. But what I want to explore in this podcast is, given that we're living in another wealth explosion, another wealth addiction, why isn't there another hippie movement? What happened? I mean, there ought to be, because there's a lot of people that are very addicted to wealth right now, and they think that wealth, if they're wealthy enough, they're going to be happy. Of course, we know, listening to this podcast, that that's not true. But the real question is, why isn't there a hippie movement again? Why isn't there a large part of our culture going against this wealth addiction? Why? And the answer is going to be very important for those of us that are seeking happiness, that want to be happy in this life right now. And here's the big difference. In the 1960s, we had television, we had radio, we had media, but it wasn't very strong yet. There were only three main television stations, and companies hadn't become that sophisticated in marketing yet. Well, in the 21st century, that has changed. They are pros at it. And what they've learned to do is they have taught us, they have brainwashed us into believing that we need things in order to be happy. And the more things we have, the happier we're going to be. I mean, brainwashing works, and it sounds like a dirty word, but it's really not. Think of it more like a tool that marketers use to try to get us to buy things that they want to sell us. And the clearest example I can give of this is children. Around Christmas time, marketers will come up with some new toys that they try to convince children they really want, and those kids will see those ads. They'll go to their parents and say, I really want that. That's what they do, and it works. It makes people lots of money, and that's why they do it. Well, we're not any different than children. We, too, are impacted by all the marketing we get exposed to. And that's why I believe there hasn't been a counter-hippie movement against this wealth addiction that we're facing today. I mean, a lot of people are frustrated with wealthy people, but they actually want to be wealthy themselves. It's not that they're trying to fight against us and simplify their lives. They're more wishing they were wealthy and feeling unhappy because they're not. So I believe the reason that we're not having a hippie movement in the 21st century is because people are brainwashed into thinking that actually wealth works. That if I'm wealthy enough, I'll be happy. I mean, most people realize that's not true, but their actions say that it is, and the way they respond to life says that that is true. And so they're unhappy because they're not wealthy, and the people that are wealthy are unhappy because it doesn't work for them either. Now, believe it or not, this podcast actually isn't about the hippie movement or about wealth addiction. It's about the power of ideas and thoughts. They matter. They really matter. I mean, if these ideas, these thoughts, can affect our whole world, then clearly they are powerful. So what we need to do is to ask ourselves, okay, if thoughts matter, if ideas that I expose myself to matter, what am I exposing myself to? Because everything matters. Everything. What I watch on television, what I read, who I talk to, but most importantly, what am I thinking about all day long? But what I'm thinking about all day long comes from what I expose myself to all day long. It's a catch-22. What I watch affects what I think. What I think affects the way I see the world. So what we need to do is, if we want to be happy, I mean really happy, we have to assume that whatever we're exposing ourselves to, whatever ideas are permeating our lives, are going to influence us, good or bad. I mean, if we're listening to this podcast, we're exposing ourselves to good ideas. But if we're watching other things or listening to other things that are very negative, critical, or in the example of wealth addiction, feeding that addiction, then that's just what we're going to get. Whatever we expose ourselves to will impact us. I don't know if you know this, but I love traveling around the world and meeting the healthiest people I can find. And over the years, what I've found is the people that are the healthiest, that I would say are the healthiest, happiest people I've ever met, as I can tell, they are very careful about what they expose themselves to. They expose themselves to positive, good things. It's a lot like food. If we eat well, we're going to have good results from that. If we eat candy or alcohol or things that aren't good for us, we're going to have results from that too. It's not good or bad, it's just the effects. Eat well, feel well. Eat poorly, feel poorly. Think well, feel well. Think poorly, feel poorly. It's very, very similar. It's actually really the same. So, what we have to do is say, everything matters. Everything. So, like desserts, desserts sometimes are okay, but we eat limited amounts of dessert. I mean, if we eat desserts all the time, it's very bad for us. We all know that. Of course we do. And we know people that do that, and they're not very healthy. I mean, alcohol, same thing. A little bit of alcohol once in a while, not a big deal. Drink a lot of it, and we become an alcoholic. Well, think of it the same way with our thoughts. If we are watching and exposing ourselves to things that are beautiful, that are positive, that really feed our happiness, then that's what we're going to get. I mean, once in a while, you know, being involved with something that isn't feeding that is okay, because it's a little bit. But mostly, I mean, 90 to 95% of what we expose ourselves to, if it feeds our happiness filters and helps us to move in that direction of being happy, guess what? We are going to be happy. If we don't, we're not. It's really a correlation, a pretty direct correlation. So what we have to ask ourselves is, what are we feeding our minds in regards to happiness? Are we having conversations that are negative about other people's or ourselves? Are we watching shows that are critical, harsh, or are they beautiful and wonderful? Are the people in our lives supportive, loving, kind, or are they critical, harsh, and negative? It all matters. I mean, we can't totally isolate ourselves from everything, but we can be pretty selective. And the more selective we are, the more we're careful about what goes into our mind, the better we're going to do in life. As an example, I've worked with a few people over the years that really struggle with depression. But what I discovered was that they were watching a lot of news, a lot of it. And simply by having them stop watching the news, their negativity, their depression actually abated and got better. We are affected by everything we expose ourselves to. Mostly it's our thoughts that we have in our head, but it's everything. So what we have to ask ourselves is this good for us? Now, we don't want to be overwhelmed by it because it can seem daunting to just totally change our lifestyle. I mean, if everyone in our lives is fairly negative, it's like if all we're doing is eating sweets, all of a sudden to go to fruits and vegetables might be quite challenging. But if we start finding people that are more positive, if we start hanging around people that are more uplifting and loving, what's going to happen is we're going to get used to that. The hard part about it is, I mean, sugar and candy, alcohol, they are enticing. They are good. They're thrilling. Where peacefulness, where happiness can be, in some people's book, kind of bland and boring. But if we want to be happy, if we truly want to find that happiness that surpasses anything we can imagine, then we have to move in the direction of watching everything we expose ourselves to. And what will happen will be is that what seems bland to other people tastes wonderful to those who are healthy and happy. They don't need the thrills of wealth, materialism, drugs, alcohol. Instead, just watching a beautiful sunset, spending time with someone that you love, being in nature, which are completely free, we can have any time, and be happy. It doesn't require anything of us, and it fills us up. It's so freeing to be able to be happy without all the stuff, the negative things that go with materialism, or the negative things that go with negativity. So again, we can be happy, but it takes work. That's what this podcast is about. We have to work at it and not just assume we're going to be happy just because we want to be. I mean, everyone ultimately wants to be happy. That's why they're pursuing things like wealth and their addictions. But if we want to be happy, we have to pursue happiness. And happiness isn't external. Happiness is when we are content with whatever is happening and really find beauty and peacefulness in that contentment. Any of us can have it right now, but we have to work in the direction of finding it. And there are things, if we're not careful, that will be pushing us away from happiness. They're going to teach us that if we have this, if we have that, then we'll be happy. And then as a reminder, these thoughts are incredibly powerful. Thoughts are so powerful that our world has been greatly impacted by the media and learning that wealth addiction is a good thing. We've been brainwashed to believe that's true. So thoughts matter. What we expose ourselves to matters. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we exposing ourselves to? If a worldwide hippie movement can be repressed through the media, then clearly what we expose ourselves to matters. And we have to be careful, not in a fearful way, but realizing that everything we do, everything we expose ourselves to is going to matter. So here are three things that we can do to make sure that we are exposing ourselves to good things. First, watch. What are we exposing ourselves to? I mean, the way we're going to find that out is through awareness, through watching. We can't change anything until we're aware of what we're doing. So once we're aware of what we're doing, then we can say, two, is this good for me or is this bad for me? And we have to really be fair about that, not judge it, to say, is this good for me or is this bad for me? Again, once in a while, having desserts isn't bad, but is our life permeated by negativity? If it is, or if we want to change it and get better wherever we're at, then three, we start saying, okay, I'm going to start getting rid of the bad things and bringing in good things. Getting rid of the bad things and bringing in good things. Things that are healthy for my mind. Things that feed my happiness and don't take away from it. And even that may be a little bit of trial and error. Some things that may be good for certain people aren't really good for us. But once we start listening and really listening, does this put a smile on my face after I do it, or does it take away from it? And it not just put a smile on today, but permanently. Like, I mean, for example, if I drink something right now, I may feel better, but tomorrow morning I'm going to feel horrible. Same way, if I eat a dessert, I might feel good right now, but in the long run, I'm not going to feel good. So in the long run, is what I'm exposing myself to good for me? Is it helping me to be a happier person? Then if that's the case, then let's do more of that. And if it's negative, then let's do less of that. So again, first, what are we doing? Second thing, is it good or bad for us? And then three, start doing things that are good for us and doing less of things that are bad for us. We can all have a beautiful life, but we do need to acknowledge how powerful what we expose ourselves to matters and how much it can impact us. And once we acknowledge that, once we really see that, then we will begin to move in the direction of making sure that everything we're exposing ourselves to is moving us in the direction of happiness. And really the most important thing is, what are we thinking about all day long? So even when we watch that commercial that may be teaching us that wealth addiction is the way to happiness, what really reinforces it is when we think about that wealth addiction and think, if I had that, then I'd be happy. We reinforce it through our thoughts. Yes, things around us are powerful, but what is far more powerful is when the brainwashing takes hold and we start reinforcing those thoughts through our own thoughts. But let's also remember that thoughts are thoughts, and things that are positive, like listening to this podcast and ways that we can be happy, are equally as powerful as affecting change in us and brainwashing us in a good direction. I mean, brainwashing is brainwashing, And why not be brainwashed towards happiness instead of brainwashed towards desires and wants that are never fulfilling? That really was the lesson that helped me in the most powerful way, when I realized that yes, everything mattered, but if I exposed myself to very positive, loving, helpful things, then what's going to happen from that is I'm going to become a healthy, happier person. It works. It always works. It's a law of nature. So, let's choose the path of happiness. Let's choose to expose ourselves to things that fill us up and don't empty us, so that we can all have beautiful, happy lives. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If these podcasts are helping you, tell a friend so that they can benefit from them too. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.